Angela Willoughby, fixed ops goddess at Foundation Automotive. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Jordan.
Oh, man, it's such a pleasure just to get to chat with you for a little bit and kind of learn the ins and outs of what you do at Foundation. And I kid you not, there's like a million things that you do, and it just all comes down to people, and it's loving people and loving that process. So I'm just so thankful to have a few minutes to talk to you today. Give everybody like a real quick recap of what you do. Like, how did you start with Foundation and what does it look like now?
A recap on what I do.
What don't you do, right?
What don't I do? I absolutely love what I do. I tell everybody I'm the fixed ops goddess. Like, I walk in the store, I'm like, your goddess is here. Sometimes they're happy. Sometimes, you know, I gotta chase them. But my entire role encompasses one thing, and that's just making sure that our team's needs are being met and they're being taken care of. Like, I want to know if they're getting the training that they need, and if they feel like their needs are being met from their manager, if they're happy, and making sure they don't want to leave, you know? And I do the same thing with our management team and find out what's stressing them and what's plaguing them and what can I fix? Like, what can I do for you while I'm here today? And I do that every day. And I love it. It's just, as you can imagine, it encompasses a million things at one time because you never know what you're going to get. You know, yeah. Like someone can't be there at the end of the month because they have a funeral. And I'm like, okay, well, let's button everything up on Friday and then go be sad on Saturday. You know, like people in process, right? It's basically what it comes down to. And I have a passion for both of those.
Yeah, it's cool when you can overlap your passion with stuff that you're good at. And it's clear that you're really good at connecting with people. You're really good at empowering people. And then you're also good at holding people accountable. And like, that's obviously like it's a two-way street, you know, they need to know what they have to do first. And then someone has to be there to make sure that they're actually doing what they're supposed to be doing, which of course, like, yes, someone has to be doing that, but also they need to know that it's important. Like, if there's stuff that needs to be done by a Friday afternoon, then someone has to be there to make sure that it's done, you know?
I think it's important to tell them the why. Like, not that we're raising children and babysitting, but people do so much better when they understand the why or the science behind why this metric is green versus this metric is red. And, you know, sure. I tell them, I'm like, I want you in green, not because it's my favorite color, because my eyes are green. Y'all take a peek. But I want green because green translates into money. It's flat out. I've done the data mining and the comparisons, and I have plagued myself with percentages and formulas to figure out what's the sweet spot that gets us into a good gross profit. And if you're controlling your expenses and paying your people correctly, there's money left over at the end of the month in net, right? Yeah. And you get paid off for gross, or you get paid off for net, or a combination of both. I want to help you make money. And I tell them all, I'm like, if you make money, your manager makes money, his manager makes money, her boss makes money, Foundation makes money, everybody's happy. And I tell them, I get paid, whether you get paid or not, you make money, doesn't matter. I still get paid. But I care about you and I care about your well-being. So let me help you make money so you can be happy,
For sure.
And then I give them snacks. Snacks.
You start with the snacks too. Yeah.
Snacks. I'm going to do my own podcast and it's going to be Snacks with the Goddess. What have you got? You know.
Get the snack or spill the tea, right? Spill the tea with Goddess.
It's all about the tea.
But even
my daughter
like Foundation
and I get tea all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Even Foundation as a whole, you guys are in this almost like this acquisition stage now. And I don't know if there's more acquisition that will happen in the future, but man, you guys are at a huge level now. We were just kind of chatting before we started rolling. And when you started, there were, you know, maybe they were in single digits with where they could be now. But now having 24 going on almost 27 stores, that's a lot. And it's got to be cool and empowering to see all that growth as a whole. So how cool is that to be a part of a growing company like that?
I love it. I feel like, I mean, I wasn't here at the ground floor, right? But I was here at, I think, year two or so, somewhere around there, year three. And we have an amazing core, you know, at corporate that just has this vision of where we are and where they want to be. And, you know, we had 33 stores. We're down to 27 now because we've divested some that have allowed us to purchase bigger stores, which is fantastic. The growth, I think when you stop growing, you stop breathing, right? You stop developing. And I think growth is important for success, right? Whether it's growing in your career or growing as a business. And I think we do both, and we do both well. And we are heavily focused on growth constantly, whether it's on a personal level or at a store or at a company level.
Sure. And Angela, obviously you do a lot of things for Foundation and for all the stores, but what are some things that you see every week that maybe not a lot of other people get to see?
I think as far when I'm in the stores, just that personal connection with everybody, being able to talk about their kids and their families, and you know, some of them are, you know, have personal issues going on, and I want to check on them and make sure that their pulse is still good. You know, they're still on an even keel, and you bond with people over certain things, like, you know, grandbabies and babies. Yeah. I require some of our people to send me baby pictures. You know, it's part of the requirement. I'm like, I'm going to get it in your job description. I'm like, I need to see these littles. You know, I love them. But I think just that personal relationship and getting to go in and just shoot the shit for a few minutes and, you know, check on everybody and make sure that on the human side, on the human level, that they are good, they're focused, and they're here. And I don't think everybody gets to do that daily. I don't think people that can do, or people that should do, right, in general across the board. And I love the fact that I can do that, and I have the ability to do that, and the want, the desire to do that. I think that's important, to just be a people person. It is, I truly believe if you take care of your people, they will take care of your business, as long as you set expectations, you manage them, and we're all aligned together, right? We're all here for the same reason, and that's to take care of our guests and make sure they have a safe and reliable vehicle to drive, and you make money in the process.
Yeah. I think you said it best, is that you set those expectations and then you make sure that everybody's meeting those expectations. So there's a lot of things that you do in your daily job, or, you know, visiting stores. What would you think made you so successful to the point where you take on more responsibility with Foundation over time? Because there's been a lot of things that you've taken on that have now become your daily job.
Yeah. Gosh, that's a hard one. But I would say that Justin, who I work for, really empowers me and gives me the ability to lead from his own example, right? I have watched that man grow and turn into, you know, our executive vice president, and his growth alone has been tremendous to watch, right? And he's an excellent leader, and I just, you know, love that man to death. But I have the ability to choose to go do my dealership visits, right? I have about 40 Zoom meetings a week. So I have to decide, you know, who am I not talking to today, because I'm going to go to the store, right? So I weigh my priorities, right? And for me, being in the store is always going to be a priority, because those needs to me are immediate. And if, you know, if someone calls and says, can you come to my store this week? I'm like, let me see what I can move for you. And I'm coming. I'm coming. I might have to take a call, but I'm on my way. I just find that being able to have that ability and the autonomy. Being able to have the autonomy is tantamount to me being successful, because I'm not a micromanager in any way, shape, or form. Like, I'm going to show you how to do this. I'm going to let you do it. And then I'm going to follow up with you. Right. And like, let's go, let's be great. That's my whole thing. Let's be great. And Justin will say, hey, I need this to happen. Can you take it? And I'm like, I'm on it. And if I don't know how, I'm like, could you show me how? I just need you to do it once. And I'm writing it down, you know, unapplied labor is the plague of my existence, but I'm writing it down. And then I run with it, and I'm like, here's where we are. Here's how, you know, here's our progress. I think autonomy is huge. And a lot of people want to micromanage people because they have control issues or they can't let go of control. But I find that the bigger issue is that people aren't trained appropriately. And if you train your people, and again, you set and manage those expectations and follow up with them, you don't have to micromanage. And then you can give them the autonomy they need to be successful and feel like they're doing a good job themselves. And then provide that constructive feedback.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it. And it's clear that you're just so passionate about people. And I'm curious, like, what inspires you? What is it that when you wake up in the morning that makes you happy to go to work and to go through those 40 Zoom calls? Because there might be people who, you know, they hate Zoom calls, you know, so they would never do any of them. But what is it that you look forward to every morning when you wake up?
I think it's that connection. I am a nurturer by birth.
Sure.
I think I probably popped out of the womb trying to take care of my mother. I don't know. Mental retardation runs in my family. Like I have, so on my mom's side, there were six brothers and sisters, and four of them had what's called Fragile X, and it is a chromosome deficiency. And I have grown up around them and just having the best time being around them. Like being a kid with an adult is so different than, you know, being a kid playing with an adult, right? And my aunts and my uncles, like my aunt taught me to play Ants in the Pants, and you know, she was in her 40s and I was seven. Like she's like amazing. I just love her to death. And having that connection with them and then having my own kids, right? And having to get tested to see if I was going to carry the deficiency, and I didn't. And then having had them tested, right? Because it has no pattern to what it, like genetically no pattern. And there's varying stages of it. So like my aunt can read and write, but my uncle, he couldn't. And then I had another uncle who had a stroke at eight. So he had a stroke and his vocabulary repertoire was like none, you know, like 50 words, because it just stopped his brain. So varying degrees, right? And the kids started school and I became a substitute teacher for the autistic classroom. And just, I said all that to say this, I've always been a nurturer and always wanted to take care of people. So when I ask my people, are your needs being met? I truly care that they're happy. And we do these Friday calls every Friday because, you know, it's Friday call. We do them by region. So everybody in Texas is on this call. And then we do a Colorado call and a Tennessee call. And they're so much fun. Like we shoot the shit for a few minutes and then we talk about stuff and then you hear the camaraderie and they start picking on each other about hairlines and mustaches. I have neither problem. So I can't even talk about it. But like Zoom records these meetings, right? And it gives me this AI companion review.
Oh, sure.
And they are hilarious because they're like, so-and-so talked about Angela's age. She was not happy about it. She had very choice words. And I just find that stuff hilarious. And I send it to him. I'm like, look what AI said about you.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody has such a really good camaraderie and they want to work together and like their sister stores. And the whole purpose of the call is not to just be like, you're not where you need to be or you are, good job. But what are you doing that's successful that the other stores can do? Or what are you struggling with that someone has a good plan and it's successful for them? They can help you with that. And we've been able, to connect new service managers with veterans and have them work together. I have a Colorado service manager who's helping a Texas service manager because he's new to Chevy. And he's such a good mentor, you know, and I love that. I love when people come together and they're like, oh, you're having troubles in this. Let me tell you what's working for me. And they try it and they're like, hey, I tried that thing that you did last week and it worked out. Thank you for that. And I just love to see that success. And anytime someone walks away from a call smiling or an email and they're like, thank you so much, goddess. And I mean, they call me goddess. I just love it, right? Yeah. I get giddy. I get excited about that. I wake up and I'm like, all right, I got 10 calls today. Two of them I really don't want to be on, but I'm, you know, we're going to do it because that's what I do. And the other eight, I'm like, oh, I get to talk to so-and-so today. You know, like, and I live on a mountain, Jordan, at 9,000 feet. The moose don't talk back. I'm just letting you know. They don't talk. So when I get to talk to people, I get excited.
So. Yeah, that's great. Well, Angela, thank you so much for joining us today and kind of sharing some great things about what you guys are doing. And it's just going to be really cool to see what you guys, the team at Foundation, and you do this entire year in 2024. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you. We're excited to see what you guys do also.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Asodu. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.